Today on the KMML Ag Report, I'll continue the discussion we had yesterday concerning agriculture, farmers, and technology. An agricultural resource surveyed from the U.S. Department of Agriculture shows that farmers use technology in different ways. They may use it to divide crop production, negotiate new crop leases, install tile drainage, monitor crop technology, or document yields. Many used monitors to conduct field experiments. Shannon says lack of internet access in many rural areas causes slow change. A USDA report shows that only 75% of U.S. farms reported having internet access, and that half the farms use smartphones or tablets rather than desktop or laptop computers to conduct their farm business. As tech-savvy younger generations join established operations, changing perspectives are inevitable, says Griffin. The numbers of farm owners and the silent generation born before the end of World War II and baby boomers born 1946 to 64 continue to decrease. Differences in business structure also affect adoption rates. Multi-generational farms tend to embrace changes quicker than sole proprietors. They also likely own more acres, have more financial resources to invest, and can prorate the expense. Additionally, younger farmer members, although lacking the financial resources, may convince older, more risk-averse family members of the value of technology. The silent generation's contribution remains strong despite dwindling numbers, says Griffin. With life expectancies increasing, many remain active in the farm operation and retain ownership. Their heirs increasingly reach retirement age before inheriting the farm. As a result, the current younger generation will control farm operations at an older age than previously, Griffin said. Farmers should decide if new technologies are for them, he says. Ag tech is not for every grower on every field. Sometimes waiting is an optimal decision. Decide how technology improves efficiencies, profit, and quality of life on your farm, Griffin says. For more than 100 years, University of Missouri Extension has extended university-based knowledge beyond the campus into counties of the state. In doing so, Extension has strengthened families, businesses, and communities. And now it's time for the KMMO Ag Department Corny Joke of the Day. My friend recently got crushed by a pile of books. He's only got his shelf to blame. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.